Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And yesterday at the Perth Bull Sales at Stirling, the Angus trade was very mixed. But Shorthorns topped out at 6,500, making useful money for quality bulls on offer on the day. So the early signs are once again, as ever, good quality with paperwork on high health definitely pays off. Also in the news, cereal prices appear to have bottomed out, with ex-farm wheat trading south of the border £4 up at £145, and you can add £2.50 for November. And once the glut of harvest wheat is out of the way, prices are expected to firm up a bit more. Not good news for the pigmen, and pig prices are still struggling, with contracts in the 141 to 145 pence a kilo region. However, there's a new supermarket price war breaking out, with lamb and beef both strong price-wise. Pork and bacon are the best weapons still available to supermarkets to fight out their meat wars, unfortunately for farmers. Now, as you may have heard, the Scottish National Ploughing Championships are coming to the Highlands next weekend. Saturday and Sunday are the 2 days, and the match takes place at Croft Crooney Farm near Tor, courtesy of Andrew Gammy. Today we're catching up with Tom Lang, chairman of the Scottish Ploughing Championship Association, and he's delighted that world champion Andrew Mitchell will be coming to take part at Tor again this year. He's also delighted there's a decent entry in all categories coming to the north, starting with the general purpose ploughers on Saturday.
In the general purpose, which is a conventional class for ploughers competing for to go to the world, and also in the butts class, which has been held on the Saturday as well, that is where you get the Andrew Mitchell Senior, a past world champion, and plus we have one from New Zealand entered that class this year as well.
Just tell us about some of these other classes. There's quite a variety, isn't there?
Yes, well, Classic is up to 76, which are modern tractors of the past era. Then on the Sunday you have actually the Vintage, which is the pre-59 tractors and vintage ploughs, with Trailrunner on the Sunday as well, which is the real vintage boys for the 30s onwards.
And there's even a horse or two in there, is there?
Well, horses both Saturday and Sunday.
They reckon these boys walk miles in a day, don't they?
I wouldn't like to say how far you have to walk to plough your acre of ground. It's a long road.
We just hope for a couple of decent days of weather for the boys, and there's plenty to see and do at the weekend, including sideshows, trade stands, and even the bucking bronco. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.